Welcome, everybody. We're going to avoid the 30-second countdown today because it just didn't work. My name is Bart Sharp, and you are on Becoming Quantum Conscious at United Public Radio Network and the UFO Paranormal Radio Network at 107.7 and 105.3, broadcasting out of the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, but also on Roku cable television. We're all beautiful on Roku, and also on the UPRM website, Facebook, YouTube, Spreaker, and other internet platforms all around the world. And tonight, I am in France, lovely Southwest France, and there's no real. It's like living in a. In some ways, it's like living in a third world country with when you live in France, or at least the small towns, because the houses are older and the walls are thick and everything looks older and nobody wants any of that to change, which is fine by me, except they all have internet and they have nice cars and, of course, natural food. So it's all wonderful in this wonderful, powerful place. And today we have Melinda Pratt, psychic extraordinaire, also an operator of the Egg Machine, channeler, working with all kinds of light beings all over the place. And her story is very interesting because we're going to be talking about one of her inventions. Excuse me. So first I want to just welcome Melinda Pratt on the air. Thank you, Bart, so much for being here, Melinda.
Thanks for having me. It's good to see you.
Yes, yes. Melinda's in Austin, Texas, where it's bright and sunny, and we are beginning our nighttime. Yeah, so that's why everything's sort of kind of dark here and such. That's how it is. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we both know each other because we both do activations. And just to kind of start that out by explaining what activations are, some people may not know. They're different than meditations. They're different than prayers. They kind of have a little bit of qualities of both in that you get silent, you get calm, you set your intention on something, but more of intention of an energy or a type of consciousness or a vibration, a frequency entering inside of you and changing you. And so we're both big time activators, activists for activators. That's what we are. And I've been doing it for years, and it's part of why I love to go to France, because the land and the power spots literally activate different vibrations in you. And this is a wonderful thing to experience. And it's so different than meditation, because meditation is a lot about being quiet and learning this internal quietness inside of your body and knowing how your body flows and moves with that. All very useful stuff. And with Melinda's activation that she came to me and presented to me about 6 months ago, I think.
It's in about December. Like
that. Yeah, about 6 months ago.
That long.
Getting close. And when I heard about it, I thought, oh my God, this is one of the next big things out there.
Well, it's so simple.
It is so
simple. The simplicity of it is the beauty of it.
Yes, it really gets down to the core. We're building up all of this tension with people with all of this. And also we have a comment here. Welcome, Martha. We're super excited that you are with us today. So drum roll here, because this is, when I heard this name, I go, what? Do you think you could have a simpler name? That's too weird. But, you know, this is the whole thing about activations. And when you start to learn about a word that encapsulates the entire vibration of what you're practicing, they're not, sometimes they're not conventional words like, carbon seven of the sun, where you are vibrating a higher vibration in your body in relation to the sun, and you are basically encapsulating higher vibrations of the sun itself, like a saint or Jesus would when they had that little glowy dome around their head. They're in carbon seven reality. Or as my friend Hakeem Iwan, who was here about a month, 6 weeks ago, we were talking about the 360 sensory system awareness, which is a phenomenal activation. Imagine activating 360 sensory systems in your body, as opposed to just the common five of hearing, taste, smell, vision, etc. It's a big turn on in my book.
Yeah, I think they dovetail nicely too.
Yeah. And so they're all just popping up and stuff. So here we are with Melinda Pratt a few months ago, telling me, almost like pulling me aside, like she's not telling me this like amongst friends or like with a group, but she's kind of like, let's have a private dinner together at Whole Foods, you know, where we can be quiet and I can get your complete attention. Almost like she's about to tell me a secret, you know.
That was fun.
Yeah. And she's trying to explain this concept to me. And I'm going, what? So with that said, can you just spill the beans and tell us what this is called?
Yes. Well, I am a frequency therapist, and I use sound and light to augment the body in repairing yourself, because your body is fully capable of repairing itself. And I use sound and light with the harmonic egg, which is a frequency chamber that I put people in and has lots of fun results. But so I pay attention to science that comes across my path, and I pay attention to the science of sound and to the science of light. And things began to just start coming in. And it was about sound, and it was about sound as a sphere as opposed to a wave. I'm going to hold up a graphic, because this is really the truth of sound, and how sound is. We are a bubble. Sound comes in a bubble. We think it's a wave. It's a type of wave, but it's more of a spherical torus shape. Sorry. And this sound bubble has an origin, right? It's got to come from somewhere. Something is making the sound. And so I just began to sort of think about how this applies to me and what I do and the body. And I realized that I am sound. I am sound and light. But I realized I have an original sound that is unique to me. It is like my frequency fingerprint. It is like my own identity, and it's how source and the universe identifies me, or anyone else, because you are a very certain frequency.
So hang on to that thought, because I just get this note from Martha saying, am I the only one not hearing, seeing anything? And so if any other people can't see anything, please let us know. Or if you are seeing something, please let us know, because I don't have an answer for you, Martha. But as you talk about this, almost like a sound, a vibrational fingerprint that is your individual design. Is that what you're talking about?
Right. It is your individual frequency. I think this is a source tone that comes from source that is emitted that puts you in reality. And this is a source tone that is forever. It's how you are, how source identifies you.
So and what you're saying is that it puts you in reality. In other words, this is an essential component that is a part of you in this reality, in this human body. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes, but this is a frequency. You are a frequency that is eternal, forever and ever. Whether you are incarnated or out, you know, in the body or out of the body, you have the same frequency.
Okay, so it holds all of those.
All of those. I think it holds your entire Akashic record, the entire record of who you are as a spiritual sound. Because your spirit is eternal. It's always, you know, identifiable by something or someone, whether we're in the body or not. And it's kind of like your one note in the source symphony that's being played in the universe. And there is music in the spheres. And I believe everything is of music because it's sound.
So there's just one particular blueprint or this one particular vibration that is, it almost sounds like it's non-physical. It's a vibration that penetrates through many dimensions and realities.
Yes.
And you are learning how to get in touch with that.
Yes. I just stumbled upon it, actually. Well, I say I stumbled upon it, but it was a, you know, series of scientific information that sort of came to me that put the picture together. And I began meditating with it back in December, and it just kept growing from there. And I was so surprised at what I was finding out about it. That
isn't that funny how that works? It's like you start gathering all of this information and it resonates with you and you're fascinated, you're drawn to it. And then all of a sudden, another source that's non-intellectual adds this special component.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of help. I have a lot of guides and I have a lot of angelic help. And so I rely on all of that. And the information just comes in. And
so can you tell us the name of this? We've been talking about it for now 12 minutes, and we haven't told the soul the name of it on the radio. So this is the first time that this has been said on the radio that I know of, since you haven't been on the radio before, and this is totally your creation. So what do you call this concept?
The name was given to me, actually, about several weeks after I discovered it and began tapping into it, and it is called the harmonious flat spot, and everyone has one. It is your single source frequency that every other frequency is built on, not only in the 3D, but also in the ether. And the unique thing about it is there are some things I think are really exciting about it, and that is that it is immutable. No one can alter it. No one can take it away from you. It is you. No one can manipulate it. It can't be stolen from you. It can't be annihilated. It can't even be polluted. Yeah. And to tap into it is just to know about it. You don't really have to do anything but become conscious of the fact that it is there. That is where all other frequencies that you emit from. And it's, can I use a demonstration?
Sure.
If you imagine this as a sphere.
Okay.
And a sphere.
Okay. You got to hold it up.
It's a bowl.
Okay. It's a bowl with water. All right.
Do it this way. It's a bowl with water in it.
Yeah.
And this flat spot in here is your harmonious flat spot. That's your source frequency. That's your source tone. That is the frequency by which only you have and can be identified by in the world of frequencies. And there are a lot of them. And it is this flat spot. Help me, Naz. That is completely harmonious of you. It's your harmony. It is the essence of who you are. And then we get a lot of noise on it. And this is what happens. And so this is frequency noise. And what the harmonious flat spot does is sort of eliminate the frequency noise so you can actually be your true, authentic self that you are on a frequency level.
Now, does this do it whether you know about it or not, this harmonious flat spot?
I can't answer that because I don't know enough about it yet, but I think so because everyone has one, you know, it's in there. I don't think I'm the only one to have discovered it. And as we have talked in the last few weeks, there's more information from other people that are dovetailing with this that all make perfect sense. So that's exciting.
Right.
Too. That's
right. As there's a group of us that are meditating with this and experimenting with it, you know, because every time I tell somebody about it, they just kind of perk up like, what? And this is, I guess, it's your own individual vibration that is yours. That's and right. The stronger you make it,
the more aware of it that you become.
More, and that's a better way to say it.
Yeah. It expands the more aware of it. It like grows. And I think it had, well, for me anyway, and we are discovering right now, it has a life of its own. And once you activate it and become conscious of it, that's really all you have to do.
Yeah.
It has a life of its own and it will grow according to where you are on your journey. As we know, it's a very, very gentle, very, very gentle energy that you become aware of.
Now, I want to bring in something of what the human body in the human condition is about. And you may want to add in with this, but it's one of the reasons why the harmonious flat spot is so important is that we have all kinds of vibrations and frequencies and energies. Thank you so much, Cindy Morse, for bringing it in. I've been meditating to my frequency while using a spirit talker. It's amazing. Thanks, Cindy.
Beautiful.
Because we have all of these things that just go through our body. As I'm sitting here at the computer, the vibration of the computer is going through my body and my neighbor's computer across the street and the cars going by and the electricity in the air and the trees and the vibration of the earth and Gaia. And all of this we're inundated with all of these vibrations. And this is a natural phenomenon. It's not to be freaked out about. But also, if you're around people that are highly depressed and you start getting depressed, well, that's part of them as well. So there's just a lot of stuff going down. This is almost like the harmonious flat spot is almost like a refuge.
I think it is the human reset button. I think when people become aware of it and they understand that they can reset all their frequencies with just tapping into this source frequency that is you, that is essentially how you are identified as a frequency by other frequency beings. And your frequency field, you know, is 6 to 8 feet out from your body. And HeartMath has a lot of, the HeartMath Institute has a lot of information on that that's really good and relevant. But my field is interacting with other fields, and that's noise, really, in my field. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And to go to the, to go to a place inside you that exists, that is peaceful and harmonious with all the other noise in your life is a tool that we could have in our toolbox living life. Yeah.
As Cindy Morse says, I look at it as my own bubble, and nobody or no one or no thing, I guess, can penetrate it.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. And Naz wanted me to say it's just waiting for people to acknowledge it within themselves.
Yes.
It's just waiting.
Yes. Yes, we have people in the audience in Melinda's room, AKA Nazrin, and that's who she's referring to out there. Yeah, so it is this phenomenon that you can activate and start to get your own identity stronger, or your own vibrational identity. Because I think this is something that people are inundated with all the time, is they're going, oh, all of these, and the worst thing that they can do, and I had to acknowledge Access Consciousness for teaching me that, there's no good or bad energy. There's just energy. But a lot of people go, oh, well, I don't want to be in that bad vibration because it's going to penetrate me and influence me, which really sounds kind of weak and victimizing. We're circumventing energies all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And isn't it great you have a place to go within you that already exists, that harmonizes everything, harmonizes all those frequencies that we're inundated with, emotional frequencies, mental frequencies, spiritual frequencies, physical frequencies. It's a place to harmonize all of that.
It is. It's a centering place.
Yeah.
Now, where do you identify this to be in your body, this harmonious flat spot?
Well, it comes in through the navel. It's kind of like a silver cord, only it's very specific, and a silver cord is very specific. A silver cord would be that energetic connection that you have to your higher self, only this goes way beyond the higher self, to your source frequency. And
so this cord goes down, and where's it located exactly?
It comes in through the navel, but it can, as you know, it can land anywhere in the body, and you have a chakra system, you have an energy system that runs through the body. And oftentimes when I am activating my harmonious flat spot, it is in my sacral chakra. That's where I feel it the most. Mm-hmm. Other people might feel it in their heart. Other people might feel it, in their third eye or their, you're definitely going to feel it in the crown.
And it may move around as you evolve with it. I mean, in my experience, it was in my throat when you introduced this concept to me, because you didn't tell me where to, pay attention to. And when I ask, can I activate this harmonious flat spot? All of a sudden I felt a vibration in my throat, which is interesting because the throat has a very strong connection with the sacrum and the second chakra. But now it's seemed to have found its home kind of in the second chakra, really close to the sacrum, kind of in that area.
Yeah.
Feels like a big leaf to me.
Like
a leaf that's just flat against my sacral area and vibrates. That's how it is for me. But when we're talking about identifying vibrations, our own interpretations are different from person to person, and there's nothing right or wrong with that. It's just how it is.
And one of the things I love about this is you don't have to learn anything. You just have to know that it's there. Mm-hmm. There are no hoops to jump through. I don't have to learn a meditation practice. I don't have to learn some other form of spiritual, you know, a spiritual path. It's just there.
Yeah.
And acknowledging it is really all you have to do. And if you are not someone who's really in touch with their body, it may take you asking your body to make you aware of it. And I'm mm-hmm. big on talking to the body and yeah. asking the body what it's trying to tell me, because that's what the body does. And so I think that's a beautiful thing, that I don't have to go to school for this. I already know it. It's in me. And all I have yeah. to do is become aware of it. And then it takes its own path within me, a greater mm-hmm. path.
Yeah, yeah. So has it changed you since you've been doing it? You've been doing it for 5-6 months now?
And we've talked about this in and amongst ourselves. There's just a calmness. There's a lack of anxiety. Everyone operates on a low level of anxiety. It's foundational for most people. And that low level, that foundational anxiety that, you know, comes up through things as you go about your day has just harmonized. Many things have harmonized. Also, things like manifesting. I'm a really good manifester. This is on a different level.
Yeah, that's what I have found. Yeah. Is that when I started meditating with it, I was focusing on my tour business, and all of these people just started flying in out of the most unpredictable places, like, you know, manifesting from all directions.
Yes.
But I think that's because I have tuned into an innate power inside of myself more profoundly.
It's your highest power.
Possibly.
It's your highest, most perfect, unadulterated self. And yes. I think that as people, you know, if they will become, just acknowledge it and become aware of it. And the more that you do it, and it's not something you have to sit down and do. I can be driving my car and tap into it. And then it starts, you will start noticing it's complementing your life in many ways and synchronizing your life in many ways. Yeah.
Wow. Cool. It does, because you know, I've just heard this so many people. It's like, I feel like there's not really me here, that there's all of this stuff flowing through me all the time. Even I was told that something like 98% of your thoughts do not originate with you, that everything's flowing through you. It's coming and going. So this is a very radical concept to say, yes, I do have an origin point.
Yeah, and it's still within you.
Mine. Yeah, yeah.
And so it's perfect.
So if you were going to teach somebody how to do this as an activation, how would you teach them?
I would tell them to sit down, get quiet. That's really hard for people to do in the first place, but I think this is the beauty of the harmonious flat spot. When you discover it, you'll want to be there. Sitting still with it is not going to be a problem. So you just really sit still and become aware that it exists within you. I like to ask a lot of questions. And so I might say, show me your presence within me. Mm. Let me feel that in my body. Mm. And I'm not saying it's something that will happen immediately for those of us who are tapped in that way. It's probably a little easier, but there's nothing to do but acknowledge it. And then it has a life of its own.
Yeah. I think, you know, my vision of that kind of that leaf type of shape is almost like a Reiki symbol. You know, you look at the Reiki symbol and you've put it in your heart or something. I've never taken a Reiki class, so I don't know the exact procedure, how they do it. But you know, they concentrate on a symbol and the vibration happens. That's what the leaf does for me. But also I do an activation. Mine is in the alpha to omega circle of possibilities. I generate the harmonious flat spot. And all of a sudden a vibration shows up in my body. Yeah. Now, I've activated a lot of things with that. We could just say, well, what's the energy? This is a Tesla's concept, the energy, frequency, and vibration of the harmonious flat spot. And can I feel it in my body right now? These are all different techniques that you could do. if you're doing it like in a Christian concept, you may say, oh, Lord, can you show me the harmonious flat spot? You know, it's, you know, they all have similarities in a very abstract way. I'm not making fun of anything here. It's just trying to open people to techniques.
Yeah.
With it. For me, I will get that vibration and I'll start concentrating on it and asking it to expand and start to fill up my entire body.
I talk to mine. We communicate. Yeah. Mm. And I'm also able to sort of bring it up through my body. I had a shoulder injury that I've had since the trip last May. I went to France with Bart. I highly recommend it, by the way. It was very cathartic and sort of put me on a new path. So thank you, Bart, for showing up on the planet for doing that.
Having a badass tour of spiritual sites and drinking wine and eating good food at the end of the day.
Doesn't get any better than that.
How does it get better than that?
But back to what I was saying, I'm sort of able to like pull any discomfort in my body into it and harmonizing it.
Wow.
And I think it's been one of the most effective things that I've used on my shoulder. That and frequency in general.
Hmm. So we are bringing in a frequency to work with your inflamed areas in your body.
I use tuning forks. I use other frequencies, but I find that when I'm tapped into my harmonious flat spot, that I can just sort of project it into a place in my body and let it sit there for a little while.
Are you harmoniously flat spotting right now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. It's a vibration. It's kind of like, Tom Kenyon writes this in his book, The Magdalene Manuscripts. It's a little blurb. He says that you should say the word Om silently and place it in a place in your body. And you just Om silently in that. And it's a very powerful concept.
It's your personal Om.
Yeah, but this is like a little bit different because the Om represents so many things. This is an opening of your own vibration. So it's a different concept. And this is why using the name harmonious flat spot is so important, because it's saying, I would like something uniquely of my own vibration. Not a concept that people all over the planet are using.
Yeah.
Slightly different. And I'm not knocking the Om. It's awesome.
I think one of my talents is being curious and observing. And so just get curious about it. You get curious about your frequency and who you are. And you'll begin to show up. And just observe. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. I observe.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. It's just another tool in the toolbox, but I just think it's a very important one because it gets down to something very core.
Yes.
Core vibration.
It is your core source vibration.
And just to change the subject a little bit, you, a part of your history is that you use this instrument. You don't call it an instrument. It fills a room. It's so big, called the egg.
Harmonic egg.
Harmonic egg. And how do you think, has there been any correlation that it's like, what came first, the flat spot or the egg, or the chicken or the egg or
Oh, the
something?
flat spot came first. And I personally, for my own personal story, and I've been doing frequency therapy for 4 years now. Personally, it's been a spiritual journey for me, and a lot of things have hatched in my life. They've hatched in my life, and this is just one of them, but I can see long range vision, people becoming aware of their own symphony inside and this one note, this source note that they are, and then being able to tone it or hum it. And I think humming is very important to the future of our world. Because imagine if we could all hum our original frequency. Wow, I'd love to see that. A worldwide humming of people in harmony.
Well, that would be something very Jungian, because that's what he was saying. If we could really learn ourselves and be in harmony with ourselves and our
Yeah.
shadow, the world would change dramatically.
Instantly.
And
I think it would change instantly.
instantly, Well, getting everybody on the same page will take a while, but it does work that way,
Yeah.
with that of having that big happening that way.
And we have the phenomena of 100 monkeys,
Okay,
that
so
will,
explain that, because
that's
that's,
gonna happen.
yeah, when a
Well,
hundred, what, let's explain that concept before
yeah,
you.
100 monkeys. You get 100 monkeys to do one thing, the same thing, then it will kind of osmosis energetically spread to the rest of all the monkeys.
Yes, the collective
The
consciousness.
collective, yeah. And so we're becoming aware collectively, we are becoming aware that we are disharmonic in our world, right? And how do we get back into harmony? As an individual, how do I get back into harmony so that I am not in conflict with the world? I'm not at odds with it. I
And
do
also,
that, you do that, everybody does that. We have a different world.
because it is calmer to get in that source place. And when you are like in a crisis, or even when you're just watching the television and you're hearing the blaring of somebody
Yeah.
fighting against another person or blaming another person, you can get in that trauma and sort of get into judgment, like, yeah, go get him, or yeah, he's right, he's a jerk, you're joining into the judgment. And all of that anxiety or anger or fear starts popping up in your body, can become quite addictive. But something like the harmonious flat spot is the exact opposite of that energy. And it feels a lot better if you learn what it is.
Yeah, it feels like home to me. And for a long time, I just wanted to go home, just want to go home. I'm on the planet, but I'm not home. And it's really one of the first places within myself that I thought, this is home. This is, I can dwell here.
You are on this planet and you are alive. I know so many people go, I just want to go home. I'm not coming back to this planet. And what if you could find a place of peace and higher vibration in you that you can always check into and create from that place? And it's like, empower yourself. Because to me, when you're doing something like this, you're attracting, you're generating, you're creating this vibration, and things start to come to you because you got your core working for you.
And you're in
As a
harmony with it. And everything else gets into harmony, right?
that's right, it all aligns with you, as opposed to what a lot of the rest of the reality is. They push their way through, they use force, they use this judgment or this anger or a
Right.
negative emotion to just push themselves through things. this world, and it's not fun. And you're vibrating at that. So this is just very much an alternative with that, that, wow, I can just live in peace.
I can go home anytime I want.
Yeah, it's inside of you. And this does not mean that you won't have conflict.
Right.
You will have it. However, you got a place that's your source. So you're not, you always know you have an option.
Yeah. And it feels reassuring to me. It's very reassuring and comforting to know, oh, I can always go back there. I can always reset. I can always push my reset button on a daily basis, on an hourly basis if I need to, you know, depending on what's happening. But I found that things, even trouble, even difficult situations, have been very synchronistic, very timely. The lessons are just right there. This is the message. This is why I'm going through this. And there's no confusion about it.
Indeed. Indeed. It really sounds appropriate for the Aquarian age as we are. I think 2024 is a lot of jumping into this new way to do things.
Yeah. Let's find new ways to do things. I think that's a great idea.
So I'm just curious, can you explain why you use flat spot?
Yes. I had discovered this, and it was a couple of weeks later. It was on the day our friend Dr. Pete Craig died. And I was tapping into it.
Why don't you describe Pete Craig first before
Dr. Pete Craig?
He was on the show 7 months ago.
Mm-hmm. What an extraordinary man. But he and his wife Susan began coming to the egg in 2021, and we just fell in love. We just had a bond, all three of us. And I don't know, Pete was very instrumental in, I think, helping bring this about from the other side.
Let's explain what Pete does. This is what I think the audience needs to hear, is that Pete worked in the realm beyond gods. He worked in the highest form of light, clearing and repairing all the dark fabric that had been coming in at the highest realms. He was outer space type of guy.
I called him the galactic exorcist.
Exactly. And so he plays an instrumental part in this, because when he died, that's when this
things started flooding in. Really, they did. So thanks, Pete. I appreciate the help. But I was, it was like 2 hours before we were going to the memorial service, and I was asking a question and I couldn't get a firm answer to. And so I used the I Ching, and I was using the I Ching to ask this question. And what came up was card number, where's that one? 63. Okay. Yeah. 63. And it is the card of completion.
And okay, so what kind of deck is this?
This is an I Ching.
Okay.
It's using the I Ching.
All right.
And the card of completion, I was reading, and it said, completion is merely a pause in the cycle of creation and decay, a momentary still point for the swinging pendulum of life. Through completion, although completion implies a period of restful pause, one that has been well earned, it is not an actual ending. It is a harmonious flat spot in the constant change and movement of your life. There is a harmonious flat spot that exists within you that harmonizes everything, if you will just become aware of it and tap into it.
So at that moment, it just kind of went,
you know, boom. That's it. That's what it is. It's the harmonious flat spot. And I get information like that. I'm just kind of led to it.
Yeah, yeah. And
it already had a name. I just didn't know what it was.
It's almost, it went from a paper reality to a body consciousness reality in that moment. Wow.
It's been an extraordinary journey.
It certainly has been. Yeah. Yeah, and so it launches with that. And so do you have anything written on your website on the harmonious flat spot?
I don't have anything, but I am developed. I have www.theharmoniousflatspot.com, and I also have a www.thehumanresetbutton. And I haven't put anything up on them yet, but I'm working on it. I'm not really good with things like that, so I need a lot of help.
Okay. And you have a, if you live in the Austin area, you can check out Melinda's egg, which is this big egg that has this, it's a transformational chamber of vibrations that penetrate your auric fields, your body, you in other dimensions and realities, and works on you that way. So, you know, it only makes sense that something like the harmonious flat spot would come to you after doing that type of vibrational work for the last, four years?
Yeah. And I want to say this is science. It's the science of sound, and it's the science of light, and it's the science of mathematics, and it's the science of sacred geometry. And this is what builds our world. And understanding that for me has been, well, it's led to a lot of things, and this is just one of them. And the harmonic egg, and they're all across the world now, invented by Gail Lynn, and there's lots and lots of YouTube videos with information out there on it. But it is a 12-sided dodecahedron, and this has a very particular frequency and energy. And it is also on a 360-degree platform. In other words, there's a lot of sacred mathematics and sacred geometry that is the harmonic egg. And when you get in there, you feel it. It's very transformational.
It's like being in a rocket ship, basically.
Yeah.
A little shuttle pad or something. 'Cause you do travel when you're in it. In one shape or form.
Yeah.
And the harmonious flat spot is kind of the opposite of that, that you go to the deepest place within you.
Within you, yeah.
Which is to me like an opening for something else to show up that could be multidimensional.
It's going to be individual for individuals because you are an individual and it is an individual frequency. And I'm just saying, hey, get curious about it and see where it takes you. It can be an incredible change in how you perceive the world.
Indeed. And, you know, when you took me to that secluded little dining table at Whole Foods, we were sitting up on a balcony overlooking the whole store. Now, this is a big grocery store in North Austin, Texas called Whole Foods. We're having our dinner and she's telling me about this concept and kind of cautiously going into it. Finally, when we get down to the, you know, nuts and bolts of it and she tells me the concept, I immediately activate it. And I feel it in my throat and it feels very grounding and soothing and integrating. And it just gave me a big boost of awareness. Now, in my psychic abilities, I can feel vibrations of people all over the place. I can tune into just about anybody. And what happened for me in that moment was an expansion to where I could feel the vibration of everybody in the store individually, all at once, and almost in tune into that quiet spot inside of them, which really, you know, brought me to a concept that if I tune into my flat spot, harmonious flat spot, and know it real well, I could probably tune into somebody else's and help them connect to it. But also, maybe if they're panicky or going through a crisis, I could actually ground them.
Yeah. I have found that I can take a situation, a person, even a house, and just sort of sink it below the harmonious flat spot and just immerse it for a while. Sit with it.
Yeah. And it's a lot with our own healing abilities. If we tune into something like this, it's almost like bigger than us, you know, but it is our and something of our innate power, which we're all told that, you know, there's something innate and an infinite inside of us that is phenomenal. And everybody's going, yeah, I want that. And then they look at you and go, well, how the heck do I get there? You know, and this may be one of the tools that you want to do with this. With the harmonious flat spot. So we have about 4 minutes in the show. I'm going to do kind of a closing, but you're going to end the show, Melinda, by just giving everybody like a message, like a minute message about what you would like to give us parting wisdom. As such as that. So you be thinking about that. And I just like to say that this is Bart Sharp and this is Becoming Quantum Conscious on United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network on 107.7 and 105.3, broadcasting out of the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, but also on Roku, on cable television, the UPRM website. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and other network internet platforms. And next week, we're going to have Karina Chrysler back on. I think Karina kind of started this with me in this quest to explore how phenomenal 2024 is going to be. And she did astrological predictions about 2024 and really set a lot of people straight. She's a phenomenal astrologer, Karina Chrysler. And we're going to have a show of, now that the eclipse has happened, what's next? Because I think this is a very monumental time. And so I wanted to bring her back to help guide us more. I hope everybody had a great eclipse Monday. I certainly did. I've been in Southwest France and been in power spots, and the power spots have just been busting like days, week before, and almost like something's coming into the consciousness up from the earth, all of these places, and just knocking me out. So ever since Monday night, which we spent at the Peak Double Garage, I've just pretty much had an energetic hangover. Not wanting to do anything metaphysical or energetic, just, you know, only physical stuff for me. So anyway.
Well, that's a powerful place on the earth.
Oh, it is. It is. The power spots are great places.
Yeah, to get to tap into that.
Yeah, it's more than just seeing the sun being covered, and that's a really nice light show. It's all of what it is about transition and paying attention to that. And because you are on Becoming Quantum Conscious, we're paying attention to that and kind of exposing ideas to help people get to that quantum awareness that so many of us live and strive to become every day. So, Melinda, what would you like to leave as parting wisdom with everybody?
I would like to encourage people to just get curious about it and see what happens. There's no chance that it doesn't exist. Just let me tell you that. It definitely exists. But, you know, our world is noisy and chaotic. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of division. There's a lot of, well, everybody, I don't have to explain that to you. And I just want to know, I would like, my vision, I guess, is as a human collective to be able to tap into this, possibly even hum it. And what would that do? I mean, where would that take us? If I'm humming my source tone and you're humming your source tone and they are both harmonic, I think all of the chaos, it's like the bubbles that I demonstrated on the surface of the flat spot, just they resolve, they go into harmony.
Indeed.
And that's my personal experience with it as well.
And it's a really easy tool.
Super easy.
Yes. Yeah.
And very loving and very gentle. It's nothing that you have to be cautious about, you know.
Indeed. And so there you have it, everybody. A new tool for a new time in the world that you can do easily, practice. Contact Melinda at www.egg.com.
ATXEgg.com
and ask her questions about
happy
it. And she's happy to help you.
Love it. Thanks, Barb.
Okay.
Thanks for
you.
The platform.
And we'll see y'all next
All
week
right.
on Becoming Quantum Conscious. Bye from now.
Bye.